It's Saturday, the 5th of October. It's 11:20 a.m. Went to bed 10:20 last night. Woke up, or got out of bed 10:20 this morning. 2 hours sleep. And now it's 11:20 and most of the morning's gone. Still, you can only sleep the length of time that your body requires. Could have slept on a bit. But it's a beautiful morning. It's mixed cloud and blue sky. But sun's shining just now. It's breezy, but it's warm. Not the muggy warm, but the fresh warm. I've missed the bird song for this morning. I can't even get my words out properly. I feel really tired, although I'm feeling good, if you know what I mean. I'm feeling good within myself. But, and mentally, I'm feeling pretty good. But physically, or bodily, I feel tired. I think that's always a drawback, having a long lie. Seems to be, if you give your body, or allow your body too much rest and sleep, it goes into a state of wanting more. No car boot this morning. The boots have been hung up, well, for a wee bit anyway. I've no doubt that maybe I want to do one or two before the winter really hits in. But for the moment, no. And next week, we're off on holiday, so we'll be on next week, and we don't come back till... When do we come back? Oh no, I come back. Yeah, we come back on the Friday evening, so I doubt we'll be doing a car boot on the Saturday or Sunday morning then, so... Just about wiped out the whole of October then. Looking forward to going away next week. If it stays like this, if we get weather like we've had this past week of October, it'll be wonderful down there in Northumberland. Aye, that sun is warm. The time it finds a gap in the clouds, it really hits. It's lighting up my Acer tree. It's great to look from below leaves as opposed to looking at a tree. You're actually looking outward from within the tree. It's amazing what you see. Spiders' webs and spiders and beasties and the leaves illuminated. I could just have said they were lit up. Yeah. Illuminated is such a nicer word. Illumination. Lit up. I think today will be a lazy day. You know, one of those days where there'll probably be a common agreement. I'll say something like, to Mary, this is, well, what's the plans for today? You want to go somewhere, do something, or do you want to have a lazy day? And that is the leading phrase, and I've absolutely no doubt she'll say, oh, we'll just have a lazy day. Yeah, say, well, okay, if you want. Or is it just that we have coexisted? Oh my god, did I just really say coexisted? I'm being influenced far too much by some of you clever worldly experts out there. There's an expression for that, isn't it? People who say, can't remember what it is. I could just have said, maybe it's because we've lived together so long, we know each other's thoughts. And you know, that's the funny thing about it, that's absolutely true, because, you know, the number of times that I've been a split second away from saying something, it doesn't matter what it was in relation to, and Mary said it first, or vice versa, and we both say it's telepathy. Is it telepathy, or is it just we know the other person so much that we can almost predict what they're about to say? Here off, there's a wasp on my hairy legs. I don't bother normally, they don't bother me at all. I'm just concerned he might drift up my shorts. Then he's on my elbow now. Bugger, get away. Can you hear him? Right, he's on the microphone. As I said, I was just concerned he'd disappear up my shorts. You probably just hear a massive thump as the recorder hit the deck. Really don't want to be stung up there. Oh, I thought it was in my tea there. Oh God, I nearly swallowed them. A typical wasp at this time of the year too. They're persistent buggers. They will not go away, no matter what you try. There's only one way to get rid of them. Is whack them. So I'm going to get my whacker. No, I'm going in to put the eggs on. And another wee wasp's life will be saved. There is a bee, wee honey bee, on the marjoram. I'll leave him alone. Or her. Well, a nice lazy day, hopefully. And if it stays like this, it's going to be nice. Catch up on all the wee things I need to catch up on, like putting the car back together.